நமஃ பரமரிஷிப்யோ நமஃ பரமரிஷிப்யம் ஹரி ஓம். அந்தராயதிமிரூபசாந்தயே சாந்தபாவனமசிந்த்யவைபவம் தம் நரம் வபுஷி குஞ்சலம் முகே மன்மஹே கிமபி துந்திலம் மஹா. குருர் பிரம்மா குருர் விஷ்ணு குருர் தேவோ மகேஸ்வர குரு சாட்சாத் பரம் பிரம்ம தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்தி பேத விபாகினே வ்யோமவத் வியாப்த தேஹாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. யஸ்யாந்தன்னாதிமத்யம் நஹி கரசரணம் நாமகோத்ரம் நசூத்ரம் நோஜாதிர்நைவ வர்ணான பவதி புருஷோ நானபும்சம் நசஸ்த்ரீ நாகாரம் நோவிகாரம் நஹி ஜனிமரணம் நாஸ்தி புண்ணியம் ந பாபம் தத்துவம் நோ தத்துவமேகம் சஹஜ சமரசம் சத்குரும் தம் நமாமி. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். மௌனவியாக்யா பிரகடித பரப்ரஹ்ம தத்துவம் யுவானம் வர்ஷிஷ்டாந்தே வசத் ரிஷிகணைராவிருதம் ப்ரஹ்மநிஷ்டைஹி ஆச்சாரியேந்திரம் கரகலித சின்முத்ரம் ஆனந்தமூர்த்திம் ஸ்வாத்மா ராமம் உதிதவதனம் தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்திமீடே. வேதாந்தார்த்த விபாசகாய யதயே சாந்தாய சந்நியாசினே நானாவாதினகேந்திர சங்கபவயே யோகீந்திர வந்தியாய ச மோஹத்வாந்ததிவாகராய பகவத்பாதாம்பிதாம் பிப்ரதே தஸ்மை பாஷ்யக்ருதே நமோஸ்து சததம் பூர்ணாய போதாத்மனே. அபார சச்சித் சுகவாரி ராசே யஸ்யோர்மி மாத்ரம் புவனம் சமஸ்தம் குஹாஹிதம் தம் ரமணம் கபீரம் சிந்தாவிஹீனம் ஹ்ருதி சிந்தயாமி. தேஹம் மிருண்மயவத் ஜடாத்மகமஹம் புத்திர்ந தஸ்யாஸ்தியதோ நாஹம் தத்ததபாவ சுப்தி சமயே சித்தாத்ம சத்பாவதஹ கோஹம் பாவயுதஹ குதோ வரதியா த்ருஷ்ட்வாத்மநிஷ்டாத்மனாம் சோஹம் ஸ்பூர்த்திதயா அருணாச்சலசிவப்பூர்ணோ விபாதி ஸ்வயம் கருணாபூர்ணசுதாப்தே கபலிதகனவிஸ்வரூபகிரணாவல்யா அருணாச்சலபரமாத்மன் அருணோபவசித்தகஞ்சசுவிகாசாய த்வய்யருணாச்சலசர்வம் பூத்வா ஸ்தித்வா ப்ரலீனமேதச்சித்ரம் ஹ்ருத்யஹமித்யாத்மதயா நிருத்யசி போஹோ தே வதந்தி ஹ்ருதயம் நாம. அஹமிதி குத ஆயாதீத்யன்விஷ்யாந்தஃ ப்ரவிஷ்டயாத்யமலத்யாம் அவகம்யஸ்வம் ரூபம் ஷாம்யத்யருணாச்சலத்வை நதீவாப்தௌ தியக்த்வா விஷயம் பாஹ்யம் ருத்தப்ராணேன ருத்தமனசாந்தஸ்த்வாம் த்யாயன் பஷ்யதி யோகீ தீதிதிம் அருணாச்சலத்வை மஹீயம் தே. த்வய்யர்ப்பித மனசா த்வாம் பஷ்யன் சர்வம் தவாக்ருதிதயாம் சததம் பஜதே அனன்ய ப்ரீத்யா சஜயத்யருணாச்சலத்வை சுகே மக்னஹாம். ಹೃದಯಕುಹರಮಧ್ಯೆ ಕೇವಲಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಾತ್ರಂ ಹ್ಯಹಮಹಮಿತಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಆತ್ಮರೂಪೇಣ ಭಾತಿ ಹೃದಿ ವಿಷಮನಸಾಸ್ವಂ ಚಿನ್ವತಾಮಜ್ಜತಾ ಪವನಚಲನರೋಧಾದ್ ಆತ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠೋ ಭವತ್ವಂ ಯಸ್ಮಾಜ್ಜಾತಂ ಜಗತ್ಸರ್ವಂ ಯಸ್ಮಿನ್ನೇವ ಪ್ರಲೀಯತೆ ಏನೇದಂ ಧಾರ್ಯತೆ ಚೈವ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜ್ಞಾನಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಶೌಣಪ್ರಭಂ ಸೋಮಕಲಾವತಂಸಂ ಪಾಣಿಸ್ಫುರತ್ಪಂಜಶರೇಕ್ಷುಚಾಪಂ ಪ್ರಾಣಪ್ರಿಯಂ ನೌಮಿ ಪಿನಾಕಪಾಣೇಃ ಕೋಣತ್ರಯಸ್ಥಂ ಕುಲದೈವತಂ ನಃ. ನಮಾಮಿ ಯಾಮಿನೀನಾಥಲೇಖಾಲಂಕೃತಕುಂತಳಾಂ ಭವಾನೀಂ ಭವಸಂತಾಪನಿರ್ವಾಪಣಸುಧಾನದೀಂ ಚೂಡೋತ್ತಂ ಸಿದಚಂದ್ರಚಾರುಕಲಿಕಾಂ ಚಂಜತ್ಶಿಖಾಭಾಸ್ವರೂಂ ಲೀಲಾದಗ್ಧವಿಲೋಲಕಾಮಶಲಭಶ್ರೇಯೋ ದಶಾಗ್ರೇ ಸ್ಫುರನ್ ಅಂತಃಸ್ಫೂರ್ಜತಪಾರಮೋಹತಿಮಿರಪ್ರಾಗ್ಭಾರಮುಚ್ಚಾಡಯನ್ ಚೇತಸದ್ಮನಿಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ವಿಜಯತೆ ಜ್ಞಾನಪ್ರದೀಪೋಹರಃ. ಶಾರದಾ ಶಾರದಾಂಭೋಜವದನಾವದನಾಂಬುಜೇ ಸರ್ವದಾ ಸರ್ವದಾಸ್ಮಾಕಂ ಸನ್ನಿಧಿಂ ಸನ್ನಿಧಿಂ ಕ್ರಿಯಾತ್. ರಾಕಾಚಂದ್ರಸಮಾನಕಾಂತಿವದನಾಂ ನಾಕಾದಿರಾಜಸ್ತುತಾಂ ಮೂಕಾನಾಮಪಿ ಕುರ್ವತಿ ಸುರಧುನೀನೀಕಾಶವಾಗ್ವೈಭವಂ. ಶ್ರೀಕಾಂಚೀನಗರೀ ವಿಹಾರರಸಿಕಾ ಶೋಕಾಪಹಂತ್ರೀ ಸತಾಂ ಏಕಾ ಪುಣ್ಯಪರಂಪರಾ ಪಶುಪತೇಃ ಆಕಾರಿಣೀ ರಾಜತೆ. ಯೋಂತಃ ಪ್ರವಿಶ್ಯ ಮಮ ವಾಚ ಮಿಮಾಂ ಪ್ರಸುಪ್ತಾಂ ಸಂಜೀವಯತ್ಯಖಿಲ ಶಕ್ತಿಧರಸ್ವಧಾಂನಾಂ ಅನ್ಯಾಂಶ ಹಸ್ತಚರಣಶ್ರವಣತ್ವಗಾದೀನ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಾನ್ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ಪುರುಷಾಯ ತುಭ್ಯಂ. ತರುಣಾಹಾರುಣಮಣಿ ಕಿರಣಾವಲಿ ನಿಕರ್ ತರುಂ ಅಕ್ಷರಮಣ ಮಗಿಮಾಲೈ ತೆರುಣಾಡಿಯ ತಿರು ಅಡಿಯಾರ್ ತೆರುಮರಲ್ ತೆಳಿಯ ಪರವುತಲ್ ಪುರುಳಾಗ ಕರುಣಾಕರಮುನಿ ರಮಣಾರಿಯನುವಗೈನಾರ್ ಸುಲಿಯತ್ ಗತಿಯಾಗ ಅರುಣಾಚಲಮನ ಅಗಮೇ ಅರಿವುಡುಂ ಆಳ್ವಾರ್ ಶಿವನುಲಗಾಳ್ವಾರೇ. ಅರುಣಾಚಲವರರ್ಕೇಟ್ರ ಅಕ್ಷರಮಣಮಾಲೈ ಶಾತ್ರ ಕರುಣಾಕರ ಗಣಪತಿಯೇ ಕರಮರುಳಿಕ್ಕಾಪ್ಪಾಯೇ. ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಅರುಣಾಚಲಮೆನ ಅಗಮೇ ನಿನೈಪವರ್ ಅಹತ್ತೈ ವೇರರುಪಾಯ್ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ. ಅಳಗ ಸುಂದರಂ ಪೋಲಹಮುಂ ನೀಯುಮುತ್ರ ಭಿನ್ನಮಾಯಿರುಪೋಂ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ. ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ. ಗಿರಿ ಉರುವಾಗಿಯ ಕಿರುಪೈ ಕಡಲೆ ಕೃಪೈ ಕೂರ್ಂದರುಳ್ವಾಯ್ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ. ಕೀಳ್ಮೇಲೆಂಗುಂ ಕಿಳರುಳಿಮಣಿಯನ್ ಕೀಳ್ಮಯೈ ಪಾಶೈ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ. ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ. ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ.
ಫಾರ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ 2 ಇಯರ್ಸ್
we have been contemplating on Bhagavan's Arunachala Akshara Manamalai. Bhagavan has, in his own time, when devotees wanted to know the meaning of Akshara Manamalai, Bhagavan has made a remark. He said, to sing Akshara Manamalai itself is its meaning. Itself is its essence. But, of course, those who do not know Tamil, perhaps this will help them. Many might have come who are here in the last year discourse, or new devotees are also there. For them I am giving a brief introduction. This Akshara Manamalai, this name, you might have read the translation as marital garland of letters, right? That way you might have heard. The word Aksharam is a Sanskrit word. It also means alphabets. When I say it also means, the real meaning is not that. The real meaning of Aksharam is the imperishable, the indestructible, the self. Manam in Tamil means both wedding, marriage, and also it means fragrance. And Malai means garland. So Akshara Mana Malai, the real meaning is a garland which contains flowers. Here flowers means each song is a flower of experience, which gives out the perfume of the imperishable Brahman. Aksharam is Brahman, that which is deathless. Kshara means that which dies, that which gets destroyed. Na kshara. Na in Sanskrit is also the no in English. Akshara means that which is not going to die, the immortal. That which will not get annihilated, erased. And what is it? It is nothing but your own real nature. That Atman, the self. And Bhagavan's experience of self has its own fragrance. Even now in ashram, you get the perfume of his Atmanubhuti. That Parimala, that Sugandha. Some great being came to see Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi in Virupaksha cave. There he sang five songs, five hymns, where in one of the hymns he says,
I smelt the fragrance of your self-experience from a great distance.
தன்னரும் ஸ்வானுபூதி தரையலாம் மணக்க.
இட் சேஸ் த ஹோல் எர்த் இஸ் ஃப்ராக்ரண்ட் வித் யுவர் செல்ஃப் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், வித் யுவர் என்லைட்டன்மெண்ட். கெட்டிங் தட் ஃப்ராக்ரன்ஸ், ஐ ட்ரேஸ்ட் யூ ஹியர், ஐ கேம் இன் சர்ச் ஆஃப் யூ ஹியர், அண்ட் வாட் லெட் மீ ஹியர் இஸ் த ஃப்ராக்ரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஆத்மானுபூதி, the smell of your self experience, the divine smell, the divine odor of your self experience fascinated me, and that is how I came to see you.
தன்னரும் ஸ்வானுபூதி தரையலாம் மணக்க உன்னரும் புகழை கேட்டு உலகலாம் தேடி வந்தேன்.
I came to you searching the whole earth. I came to you. So Aksharamana Malai means the fragrance of Bhagavan's enlightenment, realization. All different words, that's all. Realization, enlightenment, God experience, devotion. Whatever you may say. So that is Aksharamana Malai.
In this Aksharamana Malai, last year we have spoken up to the verse 17. Verse 17 is Giri Uruvahiya Kirupai Kadale Kirupai Koorndarulvai Arunachala. Each song ends with Arunachala. Bhagavan's whole being is there in that five-lettered word, Arunachala. And Bhagavan, during his Mahanirvana, in that small room, April 14th, 1950, when he was going to completely merge in the Purnavastu, every devotee was singing Aksharamana Malai, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva. And tears were just rolling from Bhagavan's eyes. And then there Bhagavan made a remark to the attendant who was looking after him. Bhagavan looked at his attendant and said, Santosham. It means, actually, Santosham means happy. It's his thanksgiving. Not only to his attendant, but to Arunachala. So each song ends with Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva. Arunachala. Devotees, usually they will go to Bhagavan with a book and they will ask Bhagavan, please give something in writing. Usually Bhagavan will write Arunachalam. And what does it mean? Arunachalam means, Bhagavan said, outwardly it is this hill, solidified form of grace. Which is located in this area, 14 kilometers circumference. But really it means the self within you, which is ever expressing itself as I within you. You cannot miss that Arunachala, whether you are in Europe, whether you are in America, whether you are in Australia, whether you are in China, whether you are in Japan,
if you go to outer space, if you go to moon, if you go to Mars, wherever you go, this Arunachala is with you. Even your body you will miss in dream. Even your mind you will miss in deep sleep. But this Arunachala you will miss yourself, your personality in deep sleep. But this Arunachala you will not miss even in deep sleep, because its very nature is existence. That which is, you cannot miss it even in deep sleep. So that is the only truth. The deathless being, the imperishable, which is already there in your experience, which you were ignoring from births after births after births, and ultimately that inner being came out in a beautiful form as Bhagavan Ramana or as Guru and told you, look within. The beauty is, he appears outside and he is not telling you to look at me. He tells you, look within, turn within and look at yourself. அக கண் காண் தெரியும் என்றனை என் அருணாச்சலம். See, Bhagavan himself expresses it with delight. Arunachala appeared before me and told, do not use these two holes. These are simply holes. Dwarani. In Sanskrit they say these are all holes. Ote. And there is something from within which comes through these holes, appears as form through the eyes, appears as sound through the ears, appears as smell through the nose, appears as taste through the tongue, appears as thoughts, and emerges as I within. Find out it within you by closing all the doors of perception. So Bhagavan says, Arunachala manifested before me and told me, do not use this hole, but see with the inner eye. And when Bhagavan was remarking this in his, somewhere in his talks, Bhagavan said, look with the inner eye. Then one of Bhagavan's devotees, if I remember correctly, it is Dr. Said. He said, Bhagavan, is it E-Y-E-I or is it the first person I? Bhagavan smiled and said, this first person I alone expresses itself through this I. So turn within and find out with that inner I, then you will come to know. What? He didn't tell that. Just see, you will experience it. So to give you that teaching, to make your mind turn inward, that inner being appears as the outer guru. This is our traditional teaching. Shankaracharya also says somewhere in his commentaries, that Atman appears as the Guru and makes you see the Atman. The inner self appears as the outer master and makes you turn inward and behold the inner being. So this is the mystery of grace. Actually, Aksharamana Mala is entirely the song of grace. The phenomenon which in spiritual mysticism which completely cancels all the movement of the ego. You cannot even say, I did some spiritual practice. Even that was made to do by that force. So once you know that, you become completely free. Otherwise, the sadhana samskara, we say the footprints of spiritual practices will be there in your mind. So even that is erased, then this sacred Ganga washes over you. You are nobody. So here Bhagavan says, Arunachala, you are the solidified form of grace. Mountain form of grace. Giri Uru means as the form of Giri. Giri means mountain. Giri Uru Agiya Kirupai Kadal. Bhagavan makes the mountain as the ocean. The solid thing becomes liquid. Here Bhagavan says, you are not a mountain, you are an ocean, ocean of grace. Giri Uru Agiya Kirupai Kadale Kirupai Koorndarulvai Arunachala. You have to deliberately use your grace. You have to focus your grace on me and redeem me, yes, rescue me. You have to pour forth your grace on me and rescue me so that I will come to know your real nature as my own self. I will come to know, to see Arunachala outwardly, you need only these eyes. And many, they, when they come to Ramanashram, they are not even aware that something is ascribed, sacred on this hill. Slowly when they learn Bhagavan's teaching, they come to know Arunachala is divine. One person from West, he came. And casually he met me here in ashram. And he asked, Ramana Maharshi's teaching is so rational, so clear. To inquire who am I, to find out what this I means. And to know that I am not the body, I am not the mind. That is very clear, very rational. I can do it from United States. From my own place. But what is this illogical, irrational thing going around this hill? I am not able to understand. I am able to grasp this teaching that finding out the I, it's so clear, so precise. But this looks totally beyond my understanding, that with so much clear teaching, so rational a teaching, people go around this hill. I could not give him any reply. I said, you are staying here for some days? He said, I will be staying here for 3 months. I want to meditate. He said, okay, do it. Later on we will talk, I said. After 1 month, I saw him going round the hill with all bhasma in his forehead. Then I asked him, you asked me what is, I could not find anything rational in this going round the hill. Why? What are you doing now? He said, I cannot explain, but something happens. That is the connecting link between you and the master, you and the teaching. It's like electricity, you cannot hold it, you cannot touch it. But you can feel it, you can experience it. In our tradition we call it as rahasyam. Rahasyam means secret. There are 4 things, the teaching, the experience of the guru, the secret, and the ripeness of the seeker, disciple. These four things makes the teaching whole. It makes the teaching a sampradaya, a tradition. The first thing is teaching, the scripture. And the second thing is the master's experience. And the third thing is this so-called illogical, irrational thing which you cannot explain, but which will be there in every tradition. It will be different, but it will be there. That you can know only by entering into that stream. You cannot come to know what it is by simply standing outside on the banks and intellectualizing it. You will never come to know what it is. Once you enter that stream, there it comes and takes you. Then you know that it is the, if I express it more poetically, I am not using my word, it is the traditional word, it is the feminine power of the Lord, which is so shy. It is like a very orthodox housewife. She will not come and give you vision, but when you want the vision of the master and make a movement, she will come and take you there. உண்டொரு பொருள் அறி ஒளியுளமே உளது உனில் அளது இலா அதிசய சக்தி. இஸ் பகவான்ஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன். பகவான் சேஸ் தெர் இஸ் ஏ பவர் இன் யூ ஹிடன் இன் த ஹார்ட் விச் இஸ் நாட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் யூ ஓ லார்ட். இட் இஸ் யூ யுவர் செல்ஃப். பட் வென் நெசசரி இட் மேனிஃபெஸ்ட். வென் நெசசரி இட் கம்ஸ் ஃபோர்த். It gives you the guru, it gives you the teaching, it gives you the mantra, it gives you devotion, it gives you all the props, and ultimately it takes, removes all the props, and it also merges with the self and reveals the non-dual advaitic state where nothing exists apart from it. But this force, this power, you will encounter only when you make a move. When you go inward, you see it experientially, you yourself will not be able to explain it logically. That is why if devotees used to ask Bhagavan, what is the power of going round Arunachala? What is the effect? Somebody asked Bhagavan. Bhagavan did not give any logic explanation. Bhagavan said, go around. You have faith in me? And that devotee said, yes, then go for pradakshina and come and tell me. And that person went, came back and said, Bhagavan, after Nirriti Lingam, I lost my body consciousness. Because Bhagavan told him to go, that very first pradakshina itself, the impact was so direct, so immediate, that he came back and said, Bhagavan, just I lost my body awareness. And he started going around pradakshina. So this is Arunachala. And Bhagavan calls grace in the form of a hill. Grace in the form of a mountain. But you will think that it is a mountain. The moment you go and touch it, it becomes the ocean. It is no more a mountain. It appears like a mountain. See, this is all Bhagavan's usage, not mine. It appears like a mountain. The moment you go and have a contact with it, it ceases to be a solid thing. Krupai kadal, he says. First he said, hill in the form of grace. Then he said, ocean of grace. The moment you go and experience it, it expands, it becomes full, it becomes whole, it becomes the purna. It becomes the ocean of motherliness, compassion, which can subsume you, take you inside. So here, Bhagavan in this verse is for us is praying to Arunachala, because we do not even know how to pray. We do not even know how to ask. Somebody asked Bhagwan, Bhagwan, please help me to control the mind. The Bhagwan said, what is mind? Is it a special object? It's only made of thoughts. Find out where the thoughts arise. The devotee said, Bhagwan, I know all this teaching. It is not possible for me. Then Bhagwan said, then surrender to Arunachala. Surrender to that force which is guiding you. It will take you. That is impossible. I am not able to surrender. Then Bhagwan said, okay, then you pray to the Lord, tell him, Lord, make me surrender. Make me surrender to you. Completely erase my ego. Completely overpower my ego by thy grace. And he said, oh, that is possible for me. I will do it. So this grace of Arunachala makes us understand the teaching also. The teaching is so simple. You are the self. Nothing can be more simple than that. Shankaracharya in one place says, the Upanishad, like a compassionate mother, has given you the greatest teaching that you are the Purnavastu, you are the Brahman. But people are heedless. They don't listen. Instead of holding to that highest freedom, highest teaching, they go to some astrologer and seek his advice. Some soothsayer, they go to him and ask him, what will happen to me in the future? And he gives some prescription. He follows it with so much devotion, even that much devotion he do not have to a Sadguru or to the scripture, Upanishad. Adya ashtamiti, navamiti, chaturdashiti, jyotishkavache upavasanti bhaktya. Shrutestvaho tattvamasiti vakyam na vishvasanti adbhutameta deva. That Shruti says tattvamasi, you are Brahman, you are the self. He is not able to take it. Instead, he wants to stay as a person and then he demands everything should be perfect. In Upanishad, there is a story where the God of Devas, he goes to a teacher, Guru, and asks him to teach self-knowledge. And that Prajapati gives him various teachings, and ultimately, first teaching is complete total misguidance. He tells him, your body is the Atman, worship it. This person goes, two disciples, one disciple was completely satisfied. He felt, this is the teaching I wanted. He said, go to a mirror, dress yourself, decorate yourself, what you see, that is the thing. And he was happy. And from him, a tradition came that even dead body should be decorated. The Upanishad says so. It is not mine. The Vedas say that where from this tradition of decorating dead bodies came. Means, these two people, one was an asura, he went to the Lord and asked him the teaching. That Lord said, your body is the self. And he was satisfied with it because he was not seeking the truth. He was seeking only a teaching from a great teacher. That is all. There are people like that. They want only some initiation from a guru, big guru, so that they can claim I am his disciple. So he was not bothered about the completion of the teaching. He was satisfied with that mere words that body is the self. But this Indra, he was not satisfied. He went on and on and on. And ultimately, he lived for 100 years, almost 95 years. 96 years he lived with the teacher. And ultimately the teacher told him, look at the state of deep sleep. This person went, started pondering on that state. And the guru told, what you see there is Brahman, is the Purna Vastu, the whole. This person lived with it, stayed with that state, pondered over it, explored it, and came back and told his master, I don't see anything there. Of course, after waking up, I say, I happily slept. But in that state, I don't see myself as a person and others there. Nothing is there. Na bhogyam pashyami. Then Shankaracharya gives a small commentary there. He says, what Indra likes is he should remain as a person and the others should be there. He should be the king of gods and then he should have all, everything perfect. There is no way that you can achieve it like that. So, there is a little bit of error is there that should be erased. So the guru tells him, stay with me for 5 more years. See, this is not something which you get by 1 hour talk. Said, stay with me for 5 more years. Already 96 years old. He says, stay with me for 5 more years. Then he stayed. And slowly the master revealed that what you like is to be a person, but that is not what is beneficial to you. Hitam priyam. Shankaracharya says that which is priyam to Indra is not hitam to Indra. He likes to be a person, but the master sees through him and tells him that to be a person is to invite all dangers, all problems, all miseries will seek you out. So know that the state deep sleep, what it revealed to you, that is the only state which everyone experiences. The whole world, everyone knows that state. If we say nirvana, nobody knows. If we say self-realization, who knows? But deep sleep is something which everyone experiences. And that is the state which reveals to you that without the body, without the mind, without the ego, without the world, without you as a person, what is there? Existence is there. The real you is there. And there was no problem there, no misery. No one could experience any misery in that state. Suffering is possible in the waking state. Pain is possible in dream. But in that deep sleep state, no suffering can penetrate into that state. No misery can enter there because the I has ceased. But the real self is fully there without a second thing. You have to contemplate on this. Because Bhagavan's Who Am I, that book, Bhagavan starts with this. Everyone is experiencing it in deep sleep without knowing. In deep sleep, nature removes all that you are not. In deep sleep, nature removes your body, nature takes away your mind, nature removes the world. Nature erases this I, this image. Actually, you are losing everything that you hold on to. But when you wake up, the universal wish is, what is the time now? Oh, it is already 6 o'clock. Or if you see it's only 1 o'clock, a delight comes to go back. Why? Why do you, if it is a shunya, why do you want to go there? Our understanding is it is nothingness. It is nothingness. No body, no mind, no ego, no world, no God. I am not there as a person. But that state alone every day releases you from all problems. Heals you. And the Upanishad says, Lord himself is taking you into his abode. Esha sarveshvaraha, esha sarvaknyaha, esha ontaryami, esha yonihi prabhavapyayohi bhutanam. That Lord Sarveshwara, the omnipotent being, the omniscient being, is hiding there. That is why when you go, you are not able to see or know, but when you come back with the effect that all the yesterday's miseries are at least temporarily taken away from you. You have a taste, an intimation of what that egoless state is. The only state where you get that glimpse is deep sleep. You are able to see the profundity of it. See, it is so normal to everyone. That is why we ignore it. Everyone get it. So we just ignore it. It is natural. Self-realization, some people only will get. But deep sleep, everyone sleeps. No difference. It makes everyone equal. Somewhere in Mountain Path it was put that somewhere Shakespeare has written the great leveler. The deep sleep is the great leveler. It makes everyone equal, everyone same. Somewhere he had a glimpse perhaps. So, but we cannot sleep. Sleep, we have no suffering. We want to eradicate while awake. Now. Not in sleep. Sleep gives you the message, the news, that what you are seeking you is waiting for you in the deepest core of your being. That is only a message, an intimation. But by sleeping you will not understand. Wakefully, with vigilance, with alertness, you have to find your way to that same place. Sleep means that ignorance, unconsciousness. But that fulfillment is not sleep. The fulfillment that you get is not sleep. It is the self. It is certainly the experience of nirvana. Don't doubt it. I have all the authority of the scriptures and the experience and Bhagavan behind it. Don't take it so casually. Shankaracharya in all places, he refers only to deep sleep, not to samadhi. Because samadhi is only for special people. When you know what deep sleep is, your state is samadhi. Consciously, you remain in that state where you know that you have no body, you have no mind, you have no ego. Bodilessness becomes your nature, not a state. A state is mental, but nature cannot be taken away from you. So bodilessness is not a state that you are going to achieve. The body is not there in yourself, is revealed in deep sleep every day. Every day you go there, you see no body, no mind, no ego, no world. Every day when you touch that spot, you recognize that atyanta abhava, we say. That atyanta abhava means absolute non-existence. It was not there in the past, it is not there now, it cannot be there in the future. Absolute non-existence of all the limitations in yourself is revealed to you in that state. If you ponder over it and just see it for a moment, and that moment the guru has to tell you, you are that tattvamasi. And if you are fortunate enough to make a paradigm shift of awareness, to make a glide into that center and recognize that that is me, I am not this body, I am not this mind, I am not this ego, I am that I am that self, that recognition comes, that recognition puts you in complete freedom here. This is the way the master or the guru tells you that you are the self. But the guru can only speak from outside. Unless the inner master operates, you will not be able to recognize it. And that knowing from within is the grace of the inner being. Shankaracharya in one place tells, this self-knowledge is so simple. Bhagavan sings, Ayye ati sulabham atmavitte. Ayye ati sulabham. Nothing is more simple than this knowledge of the self. So, how is it simple? In one place, Shankaracharya says, it is too simple provided you get the grace of the master from outside and the grace of the self from within. Guruvatma prasadanam, labdha guruvatma prasadanam, natah param svasannataram asti. Those who have got the grace of the master and the grace of the inner being, nothing is more intimate, nothing is more simple, nothing is more direct than this. And those who have not received it, those who have left their mind out, extroverted, for them it is too difficult. They will say it is difficult, it is not able, we are not able to understand. So grace operates and makes it simple. Grace is the light which makes the teaching look so clear, so simple. So once you are able to understand, certain seekers, they say, I am able to understand, but I am not able to experience it. Please don't make a difference, because this understanding cannot come to you without a little bit of experience. So the very thing that you are able to understand shows that already the inner chamber has opened. Now you should be, see, in our tradition, there is one saying, if God appears in any form, if you fail to worship him, he will disappear. See, remember this. This is a saying. If God comes in some form, a higher being appears before you. If you fail to respect him, give reverence to him, if you are informal with him, he will disappear. So too, when this understanding of the highest knowledge comes to you, learn to worship it. be grateful to the teaching, to the teacher, to the tradition. With your whole being, feel that gratitude that I have been saved. I have been released. Lord, the compassion of the Lord has released me, given me this teaching. So once that gratitude comes, it is the only sacred water which can again open that sluice gate, make you open that inner being, inner chamber. So that gratitude, unless you worship, it will not open. Once that glimpse you have got, you should not insult it by ignoring it. If you ignore it, it is an insult. So learn to be grateful, to worship it, to have that bhakti. See, you can see it in Bhagavan also. Bhagavan tells Arunachala, I am only a poor person. Ezhai in Tamil means poor. I have no means to attain you, but out of your own bountiful grace, you came and caught hold of me and gave me that realization. Paajinil veezhaadhu ezhaiyai kaathu un padathil iruthi vaithanaiye. You made me stay in your state. Gave me that knowledge and released me from this suffering. So when Bhagavan expresses it, why did Bhagavan write it? To tell us that be grateful. Be grateful to that higher being that he has revealed you this. So Guru Uruvagiya Kirupai Kadale, Giri Uruvagiya Kirupai Kadale. Bhagavan says, Arunachala, you are the ocean of grace appearing before me as a hill. Kirupai Koornda Aruluvaya Arunachala. Show me grace and give me that Guru Bhakti, that Satsanga, and help me in such a way that I will never go back to that paalik, enna solradhu. It's not simple nothingness. It is a waste, that waste land which can deprive you of all your energy, all your devotion, all your spiritual practices. You go and get involved in that world, you lose it. So Lord, rescue me from there by focusing your grace on me. Pakshattodu rakshittaruluvai. Arunagirinathar, another saint from Thiruvannamalai, says, paksham means in Tamil, it means partial, partiality. So that devotee tells God, Arunachala, he says, Arunachala, you should be very partial to me. That we will like very much, because we always want Guru or God to be partial to us. So that is one to one. So you can tell that to him. Another devotee, he can also tell it. Because for everyone, he is the same Lord. So you say, Pakshattodu rakshit. You have to rescue me by being partial to me. Being partial to me, Pakshattodu rakshittaruluvai. You have to rescue me, redeem me from this suffering, this misery. So Giri Uruvagiya Kirupai Kadale, Kirupai Koornndaruluvai Arunachala, you are that Giri. You appeared as space, Chidakasha. Then you appeared as the fire of that primordial fire of knowledge. Then that fire became cool as water, the liquid of grace. Then it solidified as Arunachala. See, first it was only space. Then it became vayu, wind, the force. Then it became the fire, that pillar of primordial fire which appeared before gods. Then it became water, water of grace, liquid of grace. Then it became solid mountain. Now Bhagavan tells, through devotion, you have to take Arunachala back. You have to take Arunachala back to that state where he will become water, then the fire of knowledge, then he become the force of grace, then it merges in that divisionless infinite space, that Chidakasha. And in that Chidakasha, you will behold his dance as I. Chit Swarupa Natanam. The dance as I. So till you have that experience, the Guru will tell you, you have to put effort, but the disciple is putting the ball back on the court of Guru, and he is telling his master, you have to make me put effort. You have to make me meditate. You have to make me stay in that state. You should not allow me to make a slip, a single slip, a single movement from the center. Because the moment I move out of the center, the circumference is dangerous. It is full of various forces that can completely estrange me from you, take me away from you. So put me back to the source, put me back to the center. Make me abide there. Krupai koornda aruluvai Arunachalam. By concentrated focus of grace, Arunachala, make me abide in the self like you. See, this prayer, you can see in Bhagavan, Muruganar Swami, one of Bhagavan's devotees, who sang almost 40,000 songs on Bhagavan. In one of the songs said, this disciple went beyond the Guru. Because it's a poetical way of expression. He says, seeing Bhagavan's stillness, Arunachala himself became ashamed. Says, Amma Atishayam Achalamum Nana Chumma Irundador Swarupam. Amma means it's a wonder. Atishayam, it's a wonder. Achalam, Achalam means the mountain. Achalamum Nana. The mountain became ashamed because this boy is sitting so still that even I will make a move. But there is no movement in him. Achalamum Nana Chumma Irundador Swarupam. So that state was completely given to Bhagavan. Bhagavan became moving Arunachala, and Arunachala became stagnant, still Ramana. That Bhagavan himself said in Aksharamana Malai, that name Ramana Maharshi, Ramana, Bhagavan gave to Arunachala. In Aksharamana Malai, Bhagavan says, Malai Alithu Arunachala Ramana, in Malai Anindu Aruna Arunachala. You are Arunachala Ramana, I am not. That is why when devotees used to sing Ramana Sadguru, Ramana Sadguru, Bhagavan also used to sing with them. Somebody asked Bhagavan, you are singing your own praise? He said, is this Ramana, this body? It is Arunachala. It is the infinite self, akhanda tattvam. So that is Bhagavan's prayer here. And then in next verse, Keezhmai lengum kilaroli maniyan, Keezhmaiyai paazhai Arunachala. This Keezhmai means weakness, any kind of weakness, any kind of distinction, any kind of duality, which comes from ignorance. So in this song, Bhagavan says, Arunachala, remove my keezhmai, remove my, what is lacking in me, take it away. Remove my ignorance, keezhmaiyai paazhai, remove my keezhmai, my ignorance, my limitation. How? Keezhmai lengum kilaroli, you are the jewel residing in my heart. Let your light pass towards the head, towards the earth, towards this side, towards this side. And everywhere let that effulgence pervade. and let darkness be removed from every corner of my being. Keel, mel, yengum, kilar oli mani. You are a mani residing in my heart. You are a jewel that is residing in my heart. So by sending forth your light of grace, remove the ignorance from all the corners of my being. See, after knowing the self also, Bhagavan, in one place somebody asked Bhagavan, is a glimpse enough? Bhagavan said, by getting a glimpse you will know what it is. But adridhaknyanam is not enough. It is unsteady. Till all the hurdles are removed. All the obstacles are erased. And what are the obstacles? A ignorance pertaining to anything is an obstacle. Just like you see water in a mirage. You think that there is water there. You are thirsty. You run. Go there and you see there is no water there. You look back, there is water behind you. The place where you started. You come back. This running forth here and there is ignorance. Because you think there is something there. When you go there, nothing is there. This is the example. That simile that is given. Like that, we will be thinking that something is in this object, something is in this person, something is there in this book. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives one more added simile to it. Bhagavatam says, if you have at least put a drill on the place where you stood, you would have found the water. Instead of drilling there, you are running after the illusion. So drill deep within you. See, Bhagavan, in one place, somebody said, Bhagavan, will we get water by drilling inside? Bhagavan said, you are already getting the wetness of it. The wetness is already there as I. You go deep, it is certain that you will find the Tirtha, the sacred water. So go deep. Trace that I thought, hold on to it and dive deep within. Then you are sure to find it. You are certain to find it. You cannot miss it. Because that is the only place you are certain to find it. You will not find it outside. Any place outside you, ultimately it will turn to be an illusion. Like a mirage. So that ignorance pertaining to many things makes us wander from the center. Go away from the center. And it shows inside as vasanas. Vasana is nothing but ignorance. In Vedanta, vasana is not an object. It is nothing but ignorance. Ignorance about an object is vasana. When you know that fire will burn, you will not touch it. When you don't know it, you go and touch it. So that vasana is there, how to remove it? And Bhagavan says, by self-realization alone, you can remove it. By focusing the light of the self on any of these weaknesses, that will be removed. And here Bhagavan is praying to Arunachala. Arunachala, you focus your grace, light of grace, to all the corners of my personality. Keel, mel, yengum. Keel means down. Mel means upwards. Yengum means everywhere. All the weaknesses that do not allow me to abide in the self. It's a mystery for the seekers. Annamalai Swami once asked Bhagavan, it is there in talks. He's asking Bhagavan, Bhagavan, there is so much joy in meditation. When I sit to do inquiry, there is so much quietude, so much silence. And when I get addicted to pleasures, when I get addicted to weaknesses, there is distraction, there is confusion, there is chaos. Still, why I go there? In my own experience, I see that joy is there in the self, in the quietude, in the silence, in the peace that you get from within. I myself know it. Even after knowing it, why we go in search of outside things? Bhagavan smiled and said, that is due to the old habit. Slowly it can be overcome. Find out who is affected. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna also put forth the same problem. Because when the Guru tells his experience, we will not feel any emotion because that is not our experience. When the disciple tells his problem, that is our experience. So we always identify with it. So Arjuna tells Krishna also, he says, I don't want to commit any sin. I don't want to commit any act that will take me away from spiritual life. But what forces me, O Lord, to commit such things? In some religions, we can easily give an explanation, it is Satan. Then you have to find out that person. But Krishna said, it is your own desire, your own anger, your own ignorance, which makes you go down, which forces you, which becomes a drive, which forces you to commit blunders in life. Find out that, remove it. How? By self-knowledge. By the grace of the inner being alone, you can overcome these things. Because the force of the inner being, the inner Arunachala, alone can remove all this weaknesses. So Bhagavan in this song says, Keelme lengum kilar oli mani yen keelmaye paashai Arunachala. Arunachala, the self-effulgent gem, like the sun shedding its lustrous beams on pure and impure alike. Thou shinest, spreading thy light of grace in the hearts of all, high or low, ripe or unripe. Be gracious and destroy the darkness of ignorance that envelops my heart. The sunlight goes everywhere. So too, you should not, O Lord, look at my yogyata, my ripeness. Whether I am ripe or not, you have to rescue me. The devotee have the right to plead. There was one devotee, Sundaramurti Swamigal, whom Bhagavan liked very much. In one of his songs, he gives an example of a cook, a chief cook. You go, I don't know whether many of you might be of aware how they cook. If you go in Ramanashram kitchen, you will see. So there you will have big, big vessels. So there, this cook one day found in a big vessel of water, there is something, perhaps some creature or some grass or something was lying. So the water got polluted. So this assistant told the cook, something is there in this big vessel of water. That chief cook said, just throw it. Throw the water. So he removed that water from that vessel. It was given up. After that, this assistant cook went to the chief cook and said, in another vessel of milk, something is lying. He said, take it and put it outside and purify the milk and take. See, two laws. When something is fallen in water, he said, pour for the water, give up the water, remove the water from the vessel. But when it is milk, he said, remove that that thing which has fallen there and use the milk. Giving this example, this saint is telling Shiva that if a person who doesn't want you, who wants only world, there is problem in him, you can just ignore him. But when a devotee who only wants you, who wants your experience, who is dogging you, who is pleading for your grace, if there is some problem in him, you should not push him aside. You should remove that problem from him and take him. That is your job. Otherwise, why are you God? I am a devotee. What right you have to be the God? So if you are really compassionate, you should reveal your compassion by removing my faults, my weaknesses, and giving me your grace, giving me your experience, give me that devotion to you. So keezhmai lengum keezharoli maniyan, keezhmaiyai paazhai Arunachala. Arunachala, remove my keezhmai, remove my state which is a humiliated state. Because nothing is more humiliating than ignorance. Being that self, I am humiliating myself by considering me as a body, as a flesh packet, as an insignificant person. By not knowing the self, I am insulting the inner being, God. So that is the greatest humiliation. The Lord can remove that fault only by giving me that highest knowledge through which I can remove that ignominy, remove that ignorance, and be established in that state of absolute freedom. So keezhmel engum kilar oli mani. Kilar oli means, the oli means light. That light comes out, light pervades everywhere, your light pervades everywhere and removes darkness. You are the fire of knowledge. Yas sarvajnah yas sarvavid yasya jnanamayam tapah divye brahmapure hyesha vyomni atma pratishthitah manomayah prana sharira neta pratishthito anne hridayam sannidhaya tad vijnanena paripashyanti dhairah anandarupam amritam yad vibhati. Yas sarvajnah, the Upanishad says, he is the sarvajna, the all-knowing. Sarvavid, he is the omniscient one. He knows everything. Omnipotent one. Yasya jnanamayam tamaha, just as the fire gives out heat, like that, the self has knowledge as its effulgence. Awareness as its effulgence. Divye Brahmapure, in the Brahmapura means in the heart. Divye Brahmapure, esha vyomni, in the Chidakasha, in the inner space, he is shining forth. Pratishthitaha, manomayah, he is covering himself with the mind. Prana sharira neta, he is the ordainer of, controller of the prana and sharira, and that inner Lord, his very nature itself is knowledge as awareness. So here Bhagavan says, keezhmelengum kilaroli maniyan keezhmaiyai paazhai, by revealing your inner knowledge, rescue me from this dungeon of suffering. You are the self-effulgent light, Swayam Prakasha Vastu. That mani means Swayam Prakasha Vastu. The I within is Swayam Prakasha. It's self-effulgent. Even in dark room, if you sit, you know that I am, I exist. You don't need any help from anyone to know the existence of yourself as I. And that inner being is expressing itself as aham, 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 I, I, I. The incessant mantra is going on within. Aham, aham, aham. You have to just listen to that inner being incessantly chanting that mantra, aham, 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 aham. And once you hold on to that sound, then you will see the light. Bhagavan says in talks, sound, light, and energy. Nadam, bindu, kala. So that nadam is not this outer sound, it is the inner sound as I. And once you hold on to it, it reveals itself as the effulgence of the self, that self-effulgent being, which is always experienced by all as I am, as Tan. And that Tan, that I, that I am, is experienced by everyone. And once we hold on to it, live there, keep it in the vision of inner vision, then all this kirmai, all these vasanas will be offered as havis, as offering in that fire. It will be burnt. Ultimately, the sadhaka himself, the practitioner himself, will cease to exist, will be burnt in that fire, and that inner fire is Arunachala. So, we have seen two verses today. Guru Uruvai, Giri Uruvaki, Kirupai Kadale, Kirupai Kurundarulvai Arunachala. கீழ்மேலெங்கும் கிளருளி மணியன் கீழ்மையை பாஷை அருணாச்சல. The next verse we will continue tomorrow the same time. அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல 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 யதோ மம ஆத்மா பவசி த்வமேவ ததோ ந வாச்யம் மம கிஞ்சித் அஸ்தி யதா தவேஷ்டம் குருமாம் ததைவ த்வாம் ஆத்மநாதம்.